Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively cruising into the holiday season with crab cakes and some charity and some great conversations with friends through the holidays, as well as a really good football team, really interesting baseball situation right now, with potential ownership change, which, please, Santa, please. But if I can't give you that, at least I can give you some scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. Peppermint payouts, oh snaps, and if I hold them up the right way, here we go. The Christmas tree and the unwrap the cash with a top prize of $5,000. I'll be giving these away in several places in the coming weeks, along with our friends at WinDonation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 0% financing through the holidays, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare and getting our oil changed. Oh, I need my oil changed after doing the Baltimore thing this weekend down with Dan Rogers. I feel like I want to get my Baltimore accent on while I do this. I'll just say this. We're doing Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter on Friday with Hall of Famer Gina Schock from my homeland. We're going to be giving some scratch-offs away from 2 until 5. That's at Foreign Daughter in Timonium, York Road. We're going to be on Monday in Honeygo. We're going to be at the Wise Market. So talking about Wise Rewards with Derek Frazier, who's a professional wrestler and now manages Wise Markets, which I love. And we're going to have eggnog, crab cakes, and those delicious little stuffed crab with shrimp thing that they have on the menu over there. Probably some of Ron's special rice pudding, too. And we're going to take advantage of the Wise Rewards. I'm going to get me a free ham, so my wife can make some ham and bean soup and some split pea soup after the holidays. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 28th of December, closing her down for the first 1862. Fadley's is moving into the new Lexington market at the beginning of the year. Get your crab cakes orders in for all of our crab cake sponsors, all the beautiful people that are local businesses that we keep here where we do our crab cake tour. Order your crab cakes from any and all of them. This guy's favorite is Pappas. And I do want to say this. We served the Fadley's crab cakes on Friday night at our friends and family and our sponsor event, which some folks couldn't make it out. I owe you some pizza, all of you. But Leonard Raskin came out on Friday night amongst many other folks. We did this over at the BMA with my family member, John Shields at Gertrude's, and my near family member, Damie Hahn, and the Divine family at Fadley's making crab cakes and Royal Farms chicken. First things first, Raskin, the chicken disappeared before the crab cakes. I don't know whether it was a quantity issue.
I think it was
not
a quantity. I think it's a quantity issue.
They love Rofo chicken. You know
that's
that.
That's it. And everybody loves the chicken.
And I know you brag on Pappas, and they are a sponsor. And I had Steve
Fadley's
on.
Is extraordinary.
You're, right? They're just all delicious.
Damie's got it. They're great.
God, they were great. So I need to ask you, because I love you, your wife, Kathy. You guys go to Broadway. You go to New York. You're Hippodrome holders. You've seen every... You've been dragged to every musical. Like you admit you've been dragged to every musical by your wife. Some of them you like, some of them you don't like. Give me your review on Dan Rogers. What are you telling your friends up at work about that?
I thought it was great. We ditched Moulin Rouge for the WNST Friends and Family Bash on Friday night, and we had a ball. The Roderick show was extraordinary. The guy just hit Baltimore right on the head. I mean, he did what, an hour and a half? Was it an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Went by really quickly. An hour and a half flew by with just some real truth about Baltimore, some major hysterical about Baltimore. Just funny
you
stuff.
You laughed and you cried,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Stories of heart-wrenching people that were shot and died, and the politics of the state and the city and
the mafia.
Yeah. And then just the malapropisms, the one-offs that people talk about. It was just hysterical. We were evaporated. There was a bomb threat and we were evaporated, or whatever it was. And we were evaporated instead of evacuated.
It's not the heat. It's the humility.
It's the humility, and that's Baltimore, right? That's Baltimore. It's not the heat. It's the humility. It was fantastic. He did a great job. I encourage people to get down there. I don't think you can buy tickets, but maybe Maybe they're for sale on StubHub. I don't know.
You know, I went to the restroom right after with Bob Nussgart. Anybody familiar with Bob was on my 25th anniversary, did an hour with me. Bob's responsible for all of this. Bob was the first person to ever believe in me. He was an editor at the News American. He became an editor at the Sun. He became one of my bosses at the Sun. I actually introduced him to John Martin of the Lottery, and I had Lottery, you know, and I said, hey, John, this is the guy that was my boss when I used to screw up the lottery numbers on the scoreboard page and, you know, the Evening Sun in the 1980s and piss everybody off. So I went, you know, I'm in the bathroom, I'm washing up with Bob, and Bob looks at me, he's like, he should take that show to New York. That show should be like, that's an American story, right? I mean, it's an American urban city newspaper, life, tragedy, triumph, but the quirkiness of Baltimore and John Waters and all the things we love about Baltimore is really on display. And that's why I'm so thrilled to have people like you there that can really appreciate people who love Baltimore.
Yeah, I think you go national with it for sure. But he's a Baltimore figure, and his stories are Baltimore stories. You know, we talked about Friday night, the Billy Crystal show, whatever, 700 Sundays, I think it was called.
About his father, right?
About his growing up, and about his father, time with his father, and about his growing up. And because he's a national figure, he's able to take that show nationwide and have that conversation. Roderick's, I don't know if he's a national figure, if he has any national presence, but surely he could roll that out if he wanted to, more shows in Baltimore. I'm sure of it. He could sell out, you know, I don't know if he could sell out a bigger venue, but certainly more shows.
Well, the thing for me inviting you is I didn't want to give the plot away. And I said that
right,
to Dan
right.
when I had
no,
him on.
Like, it was,
I don't want to talk too much about it other than to say, go see it. Yeah.
What's it called? It's called Baltimore.
You Have No Idea.
You Have No Idea. And he just laid it out there so smoothly. It was beautiful. It was a great show. Well, like you said, laughed, cried, great time, great evening, great people. And hanging out with great people. It was a good evening. Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's the double entendre of that it took me a year to even get. I thought you could say it two ways. We're like Baltimore, you have no idea how great,
right.
How much I love. Or it's like, Baltimore, you have no idea. You're out of ideas.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like there's a little, you know, like it can be taken either way.
Absolutely.
Len Raskin is here.
Absolutely.
I'm wearing the shirt. He's doing the American dream. It's the holidays. All right. My American dream, and I have, this is the first time I've talked about this. I was in Toronto. I did tell Luke this story. I'm going to tell you this story. I went to Toronto to see Geddy Lee. You knew I was going.
Yeah.
You asked me about it. As I was literally packing at 4:30 in the morning for my wife to take me to the light rail that didn't exist to drive me to the airport instead, right? Literally, she said, do you have a winter hat? Because you have hoodies, right? You have your Rush hoodie and your... She's like, do you have like a hat? And I've got a hair, honey, you know, got a
right.
scarf. I did not have a winter hat in my jacket. It hasn't been cold enough to have one, right?
Right. No
so
need.
I'm like,
no
and
need.
I've moved in the last year and a half, and I don't know where half my winter stuff is, right? And I'm like, I need to get a hat. The only hat I could find that was a winter ski hat was my Free the Birds hat. And I grabbed it, and I said to Jen, literally, I'm like, yeah, Free the Birds. That'll play in Toronto. At least it'll keep
sure.
my head warm.
Right.
I put it in the bag. I get to Toronto. I'm there 6 hours, and I'm getting bombarded with texts as I'm preparing to go see Geddy Lee that the team might get sold. I had dinner with my buddy Brad Gagnon. The red wine was flying, and I actually had the Free the Birds hat, and I
right.
wore it.
Perfect.
Gagnon was wearing his Blue Jay stuff, and I got to tell you this, and I told Luke this. Geddy Lee had Alex Lifeson on stage. It was this incredible night to be a Rush fan. And he stopped the whole proceeding three quarters of the way through and had the whole crowd chanting, Ohtani, Ohtani.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's how bad they wanted him
right
there. So a lot happened with baseball, dude.
If you have happened. $700 million, you could have him pitch for you. If
and
he ever pitches. If he ever pitches again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you figure, what was it? Tommy John, right? So lots of guys come back from that pitch. So we would assume he's going to pitch again. And he's a heck of a hitter. So you rent his designated hitter for $700 million for a year, or $70 million, I guess, for the year. And then you assume that the next year you're going to start picking up the starting pitcher, Ohtani, along with the designated hitter, Ohtani. But wow, Dodgers. They jumped. Who was last? Was it Trout at 400? Trout at 400 million?
Yeah, I mean, the math has never made sense in baseball where it's been stepladder. And that's always going back to Charlie Finley and George Steinbrenner. Sort of the original sin of all of it, right? Like, the truth of it is that you can't – I mean, the Orioles, could, no matter who buys them, this nice fella down the road buys the
team. No, it doesn't
team,
matter.
You know?
Doesn't matter. The fact is they jumped 400 million, 500 million, 600 million, went right to 700 million for them. And, wow. If I'm a Japanese all-star that can pitch and hit, I'm thinking the next payday is mine and I'm coming to America. This is the American dream. You want to talk about the American dream? A Japanese pitcher who now I'm sure can speak plenty of English. Even with, now you got to remember the signing there, he was already in California, so it doesn't really matter. But the $70 million a year, he's going to give away 40% to the feds. And he's going to give away 13% to Gavin Newsom. So you're talking 53%. He's going to get less than half of his salary every year.
Dude, I wonder if being a Japanese citizen, if he gets whacked when he goes back there.
Well, generally, international law and generally the way it works is you pay tax. There's kind of these treaty stupid things. You pay tax in one country, you deduct it off your tax in the other country. I don't know what Japan taxes are. Couldn't begin to tell you. Couldn't begin to guess. But I do know, let's call it, 700 million, 10 years with the Dodgers. Now in baseball, it's kind of weird because the IRS has these rules that you pay tax where you play. So guys,
right, when he
that
plays
are,
in Atlanta, he's paying Georgia tax, right?
Right. When he plays in Florida, he doesn't have a state tax.
Right.
But let's not kid ourselves. Basically half of it's gone. So he's getting paid 70 million a year. He's getting 35. Now let's not cry for him. He's doing okay at 35 mil, but he's no pauper at 35 mil.
He's also no Taylor Swift yet either.
No, she's cranking in the billionaire set.
Okay, hold on. I got to stop everything. Leonard Raskin is here. He's with Raskin Global. He manages money in the American dream. He literally, when the news broke, knows what Carlyle is, right?
Yes.
So not every 99% of our audience, and I'm in that group, does not know anything about Carlyle or any. I didn't even know how to pronounce his last name, Steen or Stein. So I want to be respectful and try to figure all this out. I figure of all the people when this happened and I looked it up, you were telling me you had some whispers in your world. Dennis Colatzos actually said some stuff to me off the air over the last 2 weeks about this. I'm always, I
but
believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
I'll be reporting on it factually this week, but I want to know what you know and what you believe.
So here's what I believe. And it's kind of a talking taxes. Okay, let's talk taxes. So if I'm John Angelos, right? I'm signing this lease deal. I'm keeping the Orioles until now. I don't know what they've done as a family. I have no idea what their planning is. But my assumption is that Peter Angelos owns the Orioles. Unless something extraordinary has happened, Peter Angelos owns the Orioles. And as a result of that fact, if John Angelos, and what's his brother? Who's his brother?
Lewis.
Lewis. If they, John, by power of attorney, document that
well,
says
my
you
understanding
can act,
is it's the mother's team at this point to control in regard to
sale.
Right. Correct.
But,
correct.
But,
not operations because she can't.
But my point is, I think
it's her
John.
Call. It's not John's call. It's her call.
But I think John is the owner. I mean, Peter is the owner.
Correct.
Here's my point. Peter, whether it's Mama or John acting on his behalf, sell the team. And from what I hear, again, $1.7 billion. That's our number, right? Let's just use that number. They bought the team for $170 million a long time ago.
They bought it for $145. There was $48 million in cash in a – or $38 million in cash. I've reported on this that it was the $173 came with $45 million in cash. That was the
That's
number.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So here's what we have in the tax law is a thing called basis. Basis is what you paid for something plus improvements. Let's say they paid $170 million. Let's just use that number. Round number. They're going to sell it for $1.7 billion. So the difference between $1.7 billion and $170 million or $1.53 billion is taxable as a capital gain. Now, under the current federal law, that's 25% capital gains tax plus about a 4% Obamacare, so you can pay for health insurance for all the people that can't afford health insurance, plus they live in Maryland, another 8%. So you're talking roughly 40, let's say 48%, almost half of the 1.5 and change million is going to the federal government and Westmore. So if I'm selling at 1.5 a gain, I'm giving away 750, no, a third. I'm giving away $500 million in taxes. You with me there?
Yes, I am.
$500 million. All right, now let's go. Now let's go 2 days later, and I don't wish ill will on anybody. 2 days later, Peter Angelos dies. And they sell. They don't sell till 2 days later after he passes. In this country, we have an income tax mechanism called a step up in basis. That means that the value of the team in the hands of the beneficiaries is the basis. So now John inherits the team, $1.7 billion. He sells it for $1.7 billion. His income tax on sale is zero.
So you're saying there's zero chance this gets sold before Peter dies in that case?
No, no. What I'm saying is from an income tax standpoint, the family would be wiser to keep it until dad's gone. They'd save $500 million in income tax. Now, again, I don't know what they've structured. I don't know if they've transferred ownership. I don't know what the estate tax is going to be, because the estate tax is going to be 40% of the sale. Of the value at death. So if he's got a $1.7 billion estate, the feds are going to come in and they're going to want 40% of that $1.7 million. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. The government's going to take a big share of this nut. The fact is, the only guy that got out of here without either of those happening was a guy up in New York named Steinbrenner. And he happened to die, just happened to die in a year when there was zero estate tax. So his kids got the step up in basis on the income tax.
That Jack Kent Cook's kids didn't get, is what you're saying.
Correct. And he got zero estate tax. So they transferred the full value of the Jenkies to the kids at zero tax cost. The most amazing fortuitous timing of one's death in baseball.
Well, George Steinbrenner, you know, he lived his life in that way. But Leonard Raskin's living his life the right way, because he's a Raven fan right now.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to, you know, skip the lead, right? I mean, the team's 10-3 and they're winning games, and we're all going to be watching Jacksonville prime time and then San Francisco. Boy, the light's on for Lamar at this point, right? And and how good this could be, how good Roquan Smith is. They have this unlikely hero in the special team. It was a great game. Everything is setting up here. They're going on the road. Hey, things are setting up here to make it amazing in the next 6 weeks.
People said to me, you going to the game Sunday? Yeah. Well, we got rid of our tickets. We ain't sitting out there in the rain. It's going to be a monsoon, dude. You're crazy going out there Sunday. It barely rained. It was beautiful. 60 degrees. Gray. Very gray day. It rained hard for 3 minutes. It was gorgeous. There was nice little breeze. It wasn't windy, wasn't cold. It was misty, so it was kind of annoying. But, man, what a game. What a game. I think Lamar played a great game. I haven't seen him run a two-minute drill where he had to score like that. Got points at the end of the half, although a field goal instead of a touchdown. Touchdown would have been nicer, but he got a field goal there. One mistake, you know, he threw an interception. Bad deal. And our center decided to snap the ball when there was nobody looking. And I like Lamar's field goal action. He kicked that ball right into the stands. It was beautiful. So if you lose by two, you pin it on the center. If you lose by seven, Tylan Wallace, right? He was lined up offsides. I guess the Ravens lining up offsides on fourth down was less egregious than the Chiefs lining up offsides on offense. I think the league is going to jam them. Let's come back to that in a second here. And then Tylan Wallace out there for the punt because Duve is hurt. And what a move. I mean, you see the guy take off to the left. You figure, okay, first, reigning, catch the ball. Number two, all I'm saying is don't drop the ball. Then he starts running, and I'm thinking, hold on to the ball. Then he almost gets tackled, and you figure, okay, we're 20 yards from field goal range. We're going to win this game. And then, man, there was 10,000 people there screaming their heads off. No, there was probably 30,000, but screaming their heads off. This guy races to the end zone, does the obligatory Lamar flip into the end zone. My wife's worried that he hurt his back when he landed, the way he landed in the end zone. But wow, no flags. Another thing you're looking for, where's the block in the back? Where's the holding? And sure enough, a win on a Sunday, miserable afternoon against Rams team that had won three in a row. And Matthew Stafford looked really good. And I couldn't figure out how the heck Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua get open so often. I mean, those guys were running around like we didn't have defense. And we're lucky they dropped a couple. But, boy, what fun. What fun on a Sunday afternoon. Even in bad weather, it was just fun. And to go home from an overtime win was exhilarating. Sunday afternoon in Baltimore, Morgan State band playing at halftime, rocking with the Baltimore Ravens band. It's a good Sunday afternoon for the Baltimore fans. And then, of course, as you say, came home, got the wet clothes off.
Yeah, yeah. How many, can I ask you, you like made a point, 10,000, 30, like in your real estimation.
Half.
So it's 30,000 empty seats and 30,000 full kind of.
Easily,
sort of.
Easily half the place was not there.
Never yeah. there. Not,
never
le-
there.
Not came,
no,
got wet
never
left.
There. No, never
people
there.
People that came all stayed. That was
no
kind
tail.
Of,
half the lot. The lot was empty for tailgating. When we walked in the stadium, I've never gotten into the stadium so quickly.
It felt like a preseason game. Sort
yeah.
Of kind
oh,
of,
yeah.
yeah.
Half the place empty. Half the place.
Nine and so, 3, dude. 60 degrees.
Weather.
Like
weather. People in this town.
Tashi Brown would tell you
rain.
They have no problem. Eric DaCosta would say we're making more money than we've ever made. I just unfortunate.
What do you
it's
count? What do you count? You count sold tickets or you count seats and butts? The game sold out, but seats in the butts and concession was half. That's that simple.
Leonard, the tickets were $3 on StubHub. I mean,
because
it was $3.
No. I'm talking about the original tickets were sold.
I'm just talking about people not wanting to go at any price.
Because
I guess
of the rain.
Point.
I think it's the weather, dude. It's just the weather. Because the Bengals game was ruckus. And I'll tell you
but
what.
But the weather doesn't keep people away in Buffalo or Kansas City, even when it's real weather. It's
well,
just a
it
little
does.
Rain, dude.
It does.
Like, I mean,
well,
I'm
it was
a
supposed
hardcore.
To be,
look, I
it
put,
was supposed to be a monsoon. And I was thinking to myself, am I going to go to this game and sit out in the port? Well, let me give you another step here. Sunday schedule was tailgate Ravens in the monsoon. Go over to the Days Hotel, park the car after the game, change the clothes. Andrea Bocelli at CFG Sunday night.
How did he do? How was that?
Postponed for illness.
What?
Saturday, 5 o'clock, an email
I didn't know
comes.
This. I'm sorry.
Saturday, I'm not. Saturday, 5 o'clock, an email comes and says show is postponed to February because of illness, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I get to go to football, come home, and watch more football.
Right, watch the Eagles get killed.
Right, well, first watch the Chiefs.
Watch the Bills, yeah.
How fun. I'm sorry, listening to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes whine about officiating is about as
it's
ironic.
Rich.
It's so rich. So rich. They're saying, oh, we lost this game because of a call in the fourth quarter at the end of the game. A guy's offsides. Never seen that. You're screwing us. I'm thinking, you have got to
dude,
be
dude, when
kidding
Mahomes
me.
Was losing his mind, I thought he was
oh
losing his mind
goodness.
On the wide receiver.
Yes.
I thought he was losing his
yes.
mind on his teammate. And
he's
I thought,
going crazy.
That's not cool. And I'm thinking, you're going after the official like that?
And
when
then
the
he
dude
kept
was
it
offsides?
Up. And then he kept it up in the press conference for like a rant.
This is what I said to Luke.
What
I like that kid.
Idiot.
I rooted
I did
for that
too,
kid.
But that was inexcusable.
That's a shark jumping moment for him, his likability.
Right.
His discount
he just
double
went
check.
Down. He just went down two notches on my
you know
likability
what? He's
factor.
He's going to win the Super Bowl, and he's going to get a wine commercial. There you go. Let a
That's
Raskin can
right.
be
You
found at
want
Raskin
cheese? You
Global.
get a cheese commercial.
Get a
You want
cheese, right?
cheese
There
with
you
that
go.
wine?
Maybe if they beat the Packers, with the Packers
You
long
want
way from that.
cheese with that wine? I mean, it was dreadful. It was
And it
dreadful. The
was.
guy was clearly offsides. It was ridiculous.
All
And I
right.
was
Look,
thrilled for it.
are you going to be one of the guys that cobbles together this $13 million to pay Kimbrel, or are you okay with this?
It's okay. You got to have a ninth inning. You can't throw the bullpen you had in the playoffs if you're going to win in the ninth inning. You got to have a closer, and
There you go.
Felix ain't here for a year, so I'll go to a game or three again, and we'll pay for some tickets, and let's hope the playoffs look better.
I've decided my new bucket list items to go to an Oriole playoff game in Toronto with Geddie Lee. That's what
There
I've
you
decided.
go.
That's a goal of mine, life goal of
There you
mine. So I'm
go.
gonna put that on the list. Let a Raskin be found at Raskin Global. He handles the American dream. Most times I have your crab claw around here. I think I left it in my bag. I will have it with me on Friday at Far and Daughter when I give away the Maryland Lottery scratch offs. Also provided by our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube MultiCare. We will be on Monday at Wise Markets in Honeygoat talking wrestling. Eggnog, how delicious the cinnamon ice cream that's made in Sunbury tastes when it's on the apple pie during the holidays. So we're gonna be doing all this at Wise Markets on Monday, on the Crab Cake Tour, as well as at Fadley's to end the year on the 28th. If you are ordering crab cakes from any of our noted, fantastic, awesome sponsors, please get your orders in this week. They need to get it all together. They order product, they want to get it to you fresh. And I'll shout them all out, whether it's Costas, whether it's Pappas, whether it's Coco's, whether it's Fadley's, even our friends
Delicious.
that like our friends at Greenmount Station, anywhere you're ordering them, you can't do it on December 23rd. I'm just letting you know. So whatever your favorites are, jump on it, hit the website, tell them you love us, tell them you love them, tell them you love the people you're sending these crab cakes to. It's such an awesome gift to send someone crab cakes, especially if they can't get them, especially if they're out of town. Send them a
Especially if they're out
multi-box.
of town and from Balmer, hon. That's the big thing. When they're out of town, but they're from here, they're missing it. They miss their crab cakes. Got to get them. You got to get those crab cakes when you're away.
Well, yeah. And for me, shipping is love. Nothing
That's
says
right.
love like when that box shows up. So I mean, so
Amen.
we're here. All right, we're gifting for the holidays. We're gonna be talking about that. Gifting cannabis for the very first time in human
Ooh.
history, I think, legally for adult use. We'll be talking about that on Friday. It's gonna be a great holiday. I am just so excited about the possibilities for baseball. With new ownership, with a lease, with a closer, with 101 wins under the belt, and a football team that's 10-3, and really headed for some very, very good things if they can continue in this direction. Big test for Lamar in Jacksonville. Big test for the organization on Christmas night in San Francisco. Big
Yes.
test for the defense with Miami, and then the Steelers, and trying to navigate this to get the bye, to get the home field advantage, to make the Josh
Amen.
Allens and the Patrick Mahomes come in here and whine. That would be great. We could do an anti-Mahomes thing when they come in here
That's
about
right.
whining. I like
That's
that.
right. We could have some cheese with that wine. Indeed.
I had some delicious wine up in Toronto with my pal Brad Gagnon and Geddie Lee. Everything we've done here, Dan Rodericks, our friends at Fadley's, our friends at Coco's. We were at John Shields at Gertrude's the other day, my family member. We were at State Fair, and my dear friend Bill Cole joined us. Just great, great conversations of holiday, gratitude, comedy, a little bit of tragedy, but a lot of triumph as well. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.